everyone, it's Allison here to announce that I have officially opened a relationship coaching business. That's right, I now am seeing individuals and couples for sessions where we work through our relationship issues, our thoughts around dating, how to better communicate with our partners, all with a real mental health focused framing. So if you're interested in booking a session or learning more, please go to my website, allisonraskin.com/coaching, or email me at raskincoaching@gmail.com.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Welcome back to Too Long Did Read It, everyone's favorite unwrapping, unveiling, stripping, denuding of Reddit.
But denuding? Is denuding, that would be the opposite, right?
I don't know. I looked up synonyms for uncover, and one was denude, which is okay. A word I've never heard of.
Well, I love to be naked, so that might have been your top one.
Thank you.
And your bottom one.
Oh!
Because of butts.
I get it.
We got it.
I can't remember what was in an episode and what wasn't. We talked about how you have a dimple and that means God slapped you on the ass, right?
That was not in the episode.
I was born with a butt dimple.
That's because in utero, God slapped you on the ass.
Well, it's always been a joke because I only really have one big dimple on my face. And I was like, I actually have two, but you just can't see the other one.
If you get lucky, you'll be able to see it. Because that's God hit you where he split you.
What?
God hit you where he split you.
What does that mean?
Your butt is
butt
where he split you.
Butt cheeks are split. And so God hit you.
Where he split you. Is that a southern term?
That is a southern thing, I think.
Yeah, it's a southern.
Why would you say it?
You say, don't let the door hit you where the Lord split you.
Oh, got
don't
it.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Means leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I was online to like go into this big cathedral in Florence, and this guy kept trying to sell me a shawl because apparently you couldn't without it. And then I got angry that I couldn't go in without my shoulders being covered, so I didn't go in, and John went in without me.
Wow.
But anyway, the guy that was like aggressively trying to sell me a shawl, that a cop came over and just like took his shawls and walked away. And then the woman in front of me turned around and said, "The devil's work gets the devil's pay."
That's true.
Was she Southern?
And in my head, I don't know, but in my head, I wanted to be like, I hated everything about that she said that. But I also was like, I'm not supposed to start things with people.
Yeah.
So I went, I guess.
Aww. I love Southern sayings. That's probably a good one. I've never heard that. The devil's work gets the devil's pay. I love that.
I do love it too.
Now that I have more time with it, it is interesting. But it also felt very mean.
It's super mean. Yeah, it's very mean.
But he was really annoying. He was like a very obnoxious man.
If he was, I feel like if he wasn't being obnoxious, you wouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
So he was being a little devilish.
Yeah.
So. Right.
Then he came right back.
Yeah.
She took the woman. The cop took his scarves, and then he came right back
with more scarves.
Like 1 minute later. Yeah.
He probably had them. Around
probably happens to him every day. Okay, before we dive in, can I, there's this, I got aggressively sold something and it actually was good.
Oh, tell us.
I was at the Gelson's and I went to my car and I have a Subaru and I'm a bad driver. Surprise. I'm not gonna spin tails. I'm a bad driver. And so I have hit.
As am I. We have that in common.
Exactly. I'm at Gelson's. I'm going to my car, putting groceries in the back. A car pulls up. It's two guys. And they get out. And the one guy's like, hey, you got a Subaru? And I was like, or he goes, yo, Subaru. And I was like, turned around. And he was like, we repair Subarus. Like we do it at this mechanics place, but we have our tools that we rent that we do at the mechanics place, but we have them. And so when we have them, we drive around and try to do like work, just like that. We don't have to, you know, that we don't have to give a percentage to the mechanic place, to do.
What?
Yeah. This happens. Like I see. Yeah.
So they were like, it'll take us 15 minutes. We'll fix your entire car for $250.
How can you fix a dent? Don't you have to get new?
No, they have professional grade tools that they rent to then set up shop at this mechanics place. But they have to give a percentage. You know, like how?
No, I understand that part. I'm just saying, I thought when you had a big dent, they had to put a new part in.
Machine grade tools. So I was like trying to be like, nah, man, like it's a scam or whatever. And he was like, okay, I'll do it for $150. It'll be 15 minutes. If you don't like it, you don't have to pay me. And I was like, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't have time. And he's like, if you don't have time, we'll follow you to your house and you can go inside and we'll do it outside. Like whatever you need to do, we'll go wherever you're going. And I was like, and I really did have time. So I was like, oh my God. And I was like, bro, you're a really good salesman. And he was like, in the time that we've had this conversation, we could fix your whole car. And I was like, he's like, $150. We'll do it for $150. It's like, he's like, we drive around. I was like, okay. And I was like, oh, God, fine. So they go, in 15 minutes, they've cleaned all the scratches off. Professional grade scratches are gone. They pulled a dent out of the front with the machine that they had done. And then they were like, we did for $150, give us like a $50 tip. And then he was like, follow me on Instagram. And he's got an Instagram. So I follow him on Instagram. The reason I said yes to was I went to follow him on Instagram and other friends of mine already followed him. Meaning he must have, yeah, like he must be going around and like people I know have.
To the queer community and finding the Subaru.
Yeah, exactly. Also, yeah, someone yells, yo, Subaru. I was like, all right, what sort of insult is this? You know what I mean? What sort of slur have we used today?
If you talk to him again, tell him one of the mobile services I use to get my car washed. They have that as part of the service too if you want to get like stuff out, but it's so expensive. So if he can partner with like people that do car washes, that would be, it would be good for business.
Yeah, I'll DM him. I got a mobile notary. A mobile notary came to my house.
That happened. Yeah, that's pretty normal.
So whatever. So the guy was like such a good salesman. Like when I tell you I gave him every fucking list of like no, and he just countered every single one. And was like, wow. Look, you don't have to pay. Like, he was like so good.
There's somebody in the Marina Del Rey little shopping center. There's somebody that used to drive around and do that too. Wow. Like, they'd be like, I'll fix it. And I was like, I don't have cash. And this was before we had like Venmo and stuff. Hmm. And I had like my old car that had a dent from when my sister had a seizure while driving it. But anyway.
I'll start us off with a short but sweet one, which is just the subreddit r/texts. So it's just like a text exchange. So maybe Melissa and I should read it together so it's more clear who's talking. So this person texts at 5:44 a.m. You know?
I know.
We've been doing this back and forth thing for a damn long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I really care for you. Like, I just love you. And you're being so cold with me. I want to take things to the next level. I've wanted to for a really long time.
Do you really?
I love you. And I want to take it to the next level with you. Then your character didn't reply. So my character keeps going, I love you. You're the total package. I mean, you're super sexy, hot, funny, kind, mysterious. You are not a monster. I like you. And I just get so nervous around you. No one else makes me feel the way I shut down. Like, I black out a little. Maybe that's why I say such crazy things in DM with you. I really like you.
There's more.
Okay.
This is Allison, I need you to perform this next part like you're giving an Oscar-winning monologue. Meryl Streep the shit out of it.
And you just put up with me. Honestly, you drive me crazy. I would settle down with you, marry you, have your children, have wild sex all the damn time. Ha ha. You know, I can't explain what you do to me. This is where it gets great. Okay. By the next level, I mean moving into your house and living in your bedroom. You can stay in my new bedroom if you want, or you could take the couch. But I'd secretly love to share a bed with you, Dada. I can move all my stuff in. My shirts, my pants, my bras, my underwear, my socks, my shoes, my toothbrush, my toothpaste, my dental floss, my hairbrush, my shampoo, my conditioner, my deep conditioner, my leave-in conditioner, my lipstick, my eyeshadow, my blush, my eye brush.
Like to put eyeshadow on.
My cheek brush, my blankets, my pillows, my pillowcases, my sheet, my top sheet, my comforter, my duvet, my phone Iconic. Charger.
I was like, where did you get these texts from done. Me to Alex?
We're not done okay. yet. Hold
I'm
on.
Not done yet. I'm not done yet. My phone charger, my AirPods charger, and much, much more that I'd be happy to list for you. Do you want to take it to the next level yeah. with me?
You just printed out what I sent to Alex every day.
And all this happened from 5:44 a.m. to 5:49 a.m.
Here's the thing. This is what I was thinking throughout this, though. If he was also obsessed with her, he would love this. Yes.
I don't think yes. anyone would love this. Why is she listing I your think, different sheets?
I think someone is only crazy if you don't like them back.
I just
Are these two girls, this, though?
I don't know. She said Dada.
I don't know.
I
just like, do you think she's making a goof? Is this a joke?
If it is, it's so funny. Like, I could see, like, okay, depending on the relationship. Like, if this was you and John and you were fucking with him, I could see you doing this.
Yeah, just listing everything.
Yeah, because once you start listing, you kind of have to keep it going. Like, you can't just list a few things. Like, once you start, you have to keep going.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever read.
It's like, it just depends on the relationship. But since the OP is the one that posted this, right?
Yeah.
Then I don't think they think it's funny. I think they're freaked out by it.
The part that makes me think it's not a joke is the stuff before when she's yeah. listing things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because she was like, you're cold to me. I just love you so much. I'm nervous around you. Like, that stuff all feels like obsessive real. The part that like could be a bit yeah. is the listing stuff. But then having both things make me think that it's real.
Well, look, you know, God, men say they want a girl that's all about them, and then they get it, and they got complaints.
But why did she have to list? Why did she have to list?
To make sure he has room for it in his house.
The idea that she's going to take his bedroom, and then he can decide if he wants to sleep on the couch.
Yeah,
or in
like,
her bedroom.
Are they switching houses?
I don't know. I don't know. I did send y'all a picture of him because. He's posted a picture of him in
He's really cute.
Oh, really? He's really cute.
Yeah, he's very cute.
I would list everything I own to this guy.
Someone literally put – so he's in a group that's called Selfie, and he posted a selfie of himself. And then somebody put, there's Dada. So they read the the post we just read.
I would, yeah, this guy's hot. And he has a cute dog. I would move my
really
AirPods charger in there.
Yeah. Check out our Patreon to see a photo of Dada.
Look how cute he is. I would swipe right on this man.
Wow, I really enjoyed that. I don't know why I said it was short and sweet. It was incredibly long and detailed.
Spring is all about fresh starts and growth.
What better time to start learning a new language? With Rosetta Stone, you can make real progress in a way that feels natural and engaging. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, offering an immersive and effective approach that helps you absorb and retain a new language naturally, on desktop and mobile, whenever and wherever it fits your lifestyle. Looking to learn faster and retain longer? Rosetta Stone immerses you in your new language naturally, helping you think and communicate with confidence. There's no English translations, so you truly learn to speak, listen, and think in your chosen language. Plus, it will help you with perfect pronunciation. The built-in True Accent speech recognition technology provides real-time feedback, helping you sound more natural. It's like having a personal language coach guiding your accent every step of the way. And if you're thinking, this all sounds great, but I'm also looking for an incredible value, well, have I got news for you, because you can get a lifetime membership that gives you access to all 25 languages, so you can learn as many as you want, whenever you want. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Just Between Us listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/today and start learning today.
Hey y'all, have you ever had those days where everything just feels harder than usual and you can't quite figure it out? You know, I've definitely had my fair share, and I totally get how frustrating it can be. Recently, I've learned that sometimes it's not just stress or lack of sleep. It also could be my hormones at play. And see, that's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. All you have to do is answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you are in life. And you know what? The best part is, after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. I took the quiz and I went through and I answered questions about my mood and how much sleeping I was getting and if I was having any mood swings or if I was feeling bloated or anything. And the results provided me with so much insight. Taking care of your hormones isn't just about feeling good right now. It's about investing in your long-term health. So by taking the hormone quiz, you'll learn more about your hormone balance and how you can make small, intentional changes to support your body. Whether it's with Hormone Harmony or another Happy Mammoth product, the quiz really helps guide you towards solutions that work specifically for you. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer for your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with our code JustBetweenUs at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code JustBetweenUs for 15% off today.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a 1-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits. at avocadomattress.com.
Okay, wait, I have my own text. Okay. One, another 2021 dating adventure. Went out with this guy. He rejected me very nicely. I asked for some feedback on why. And then this is the feedback. Hey, finally got some time. Yeah, so for me, the kissing interactions felt a little awkward, but try not to feel bad because if you're out of practice or not used to these types of interactions, then you got to start somewhere. And it was 100% better than some other interactions I've had in the past. I know I said I was into the stare down pre-kiss, and at first I was like, okay, but it actually is pretty intense. And then like a sweating emoji. I think it would help if you could soften that up. Technique-wise, I didn't really feel like we were getting in the rhythm that I normally get into when those types of interactions happen with other women. You have this tendency to sort of pucker, stick out your lips going into the kiss. And in my opinion, I don't really think that's necessary. I've also got a lot of compliments on my kissing. Not that that makes me an expert or anything, but I would recommend closing the distance using only your face. If you're reaching with your lips like that, it kind of feels like the kiss was starting to feel kind of like prematurely. And in order for me to touch my tongue to yours, I had to stick it way out, which felt a little unnatural. Smiley face. Other than that, it seemed like you were a little nervous. And I think that came across subconsciously. Like when you were worried about blank, it's like it's crossed off. LOL, you're an attractive woman. Believe it. Please don't hate me. Man texted me an essay on kissing, shaking my damn head. The screenshot quality has been degraded over time. And then it's a bunch of skull emojis.
This reminds me of that one that we read that one time. Yes. Where the person left the note about the sex correction of errors meeting, as I called it.
Yes.
This is the same thing.
This is so wild. So I'm trying to envision what this person did. And so she was really, she was closing like the distance with her lips.
She stared deeply and then, at him, so she was like,
yeah, that was my.
Well, maybe it's his fault because isn't the whole thing that we learned from the hit movie Hitch that you're supposed to do 90% and then they're supposed to do 10%?
The person initiating?
Yeah, the person initiating leans in 90% of the way and then the other person closes the final 10%.
But also, they had to talk about kissing before they actually kissed because he was like, I told you I was into it, but then also, when you did it, I didn't
so
like it.
You said exactly what you wanted. She followed through and then you had a problem with it.
Wow. Men have never done that before.
Honestly, this girl should date the other girl from the other one. And then they'll just like have a beautiful, happy relationship living in her bedroom.
No, I think the guy should date the other girl.
Oh, okay.
The other one.
Yeah, the guy who sent this text should date that girl.
Yeah, okay. I love that. Right. I love that.
Yeah.
What would you do if you got a text message like this? I think I would cry uncontrollably for three hours.
I would be like, okay, we're not a match. Like, I'd be like, there's no chemistry. Like, it's not anyone's fault. Like, look, as someone who hooks up a lot, let me tell you, it's not anyone's fault. Like, when you go into a new person, it's sort of like, often someone will be really hot, but there's just no vibe. Like there's just no chemistry or like someone who sometimes you'll go in and you'll be like, I don't know if this person's going to like have it or what. And then they like do. And you're like, amazing. I'm taken by surprise. But like, I don't think someone is, I don't know if it's like bad kisser versus like bad kisser to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'm like, this person talks about being told that they're a good kisser, and I've been told I was a good kisser, but I don't, this is just too much.
She asked.
Yeah.
If well, she but asked. I don't know if he needed to go that into detail.
But also, how 60. Old are they?
60.
Because
I went
like,
the other
they're 12.
Way.
That's what I was going to say. If they're like 12, then I understand. But if they're like 26, I don't understand. Also, I know that people, you know, start kissing at different. So I didn't mean that.
I think
if you kissed I think
that he had this locked and loaded, like he was ready to go. I feel like he, after every date, he writes up a little spreadsheet of what he wants to say, and it just so happened that she asked and he was like copy paste. Oh, I was waiting for one of you to ask for feedback because I have this ready.
I feel like when she asked for feedback, all he needed to say was like, I just felt like our kissing styles didn't mesh and kissing is really important to me. So it felt like we weren't a match. Wild stuff. Also, though, I think there is an element of like you receive this text message and you're like, oh, this person is bonkers. I dodged a bullet. Yeah, there's an element of I dodged a bullet with this message. Okay, can I share one from the subreddit Scambait, the largest scam baiting community on Reddit? Scam baiting, by definition, is the practice of feigning interest in a fraudulent scheme in order to waste a scammer's time and resources and to keep them away from real victims. Yes, share your scam baiting success stories, workflows, techniques, or post questions to other members in the group. I love this. Okay, so Gabe, I'm going to be green and you want to be gray? Okay, so green is the person who is doing the scam baiting, and Gabe is playing the scammer. Good day, Agent Fred Walters. I'm terribly sorry I have kept you waiting at the airport all day. How is your flight?
I'm okay, and you? In God we trust.
Excellent. Are you still at JFK Airport?
Yes, in God we trust.
Okay, perfect. I can just pick up the money from you. I've been waiting for this, and I'm very excited. In God we trust.
Okay, in God we trust.
I landed an hour ago and can meet you over. Sorry, hold on. I landed an hour ago and can meet you over at Cinnabon. In God we trust.
Oh my God.
I too say in God we trust when I eat Cinnabon.
Yeah. The one at Terminal C. In God we trust.
All right, in God we trust.
What are you dressed in so I know how to find you? In God we trust.
I'm in a black suit. In God we trust.
Okay, great. I'll look for you. In God we trust.
Okay, in God we trust.
Are you near Cinnabon? In God we trust.
Sorry, oh my god.
This is 11 images deep.
Okay.
I am very sorry for the late response to your email. I have been able to secure your package valued the sum of 6.5 million USD. After a heated negotiation with the airport vault authorities, I have also paid the non-inspection fees of $, not response. Then a month goes by. Hello, how are you doing? In God we trust.
A month goes by. Hello. Hello. This line at Cinnabon is so long. In God we trust. Still in line. Can you swing by? I'm at the Cinnabon in Terminal A. Are you still here? In God we trust.
Yes, in God we trust.
Okay. I don't know if we have to keep going, but there's just something so
the next one, though.
Okay, the next one is the initial scam. Okay.
Okay.
I am very sorry for the late response to your email. I have been able to secure your package valued the sum of 6.5 million USD. After a heated negotiation with the airport vault authorities, I have also paid the non-inspection fees of $2,700. And after that, I have been required by the Custom Airport Authority to obtain the Customs Clearance Certificate and IRS Final Certificate, which costs the sum of $955. Otherwise, clearance will not be issued. I am now left with only $600. After paying for the non-inspection fees, this process requires me to make the payment to their paying office before they will issue their receipt for clearance. This receipt services as an evident proof, thereby satisfying luggage as genuine and legitimate, having passed through the JFK International Airport satisfactory inspection examination for delivery.
Oh my God, okay.
So they spent $6.5 million just getting it through security?
I just love that a month later, he's like, I'm still at the Cinnabon. This line is so long.
I don't understand, like, the aim is to what? Get the person, like, to send them money?
Yeah, I think it's like, send me this money and I'll give you $6.5 million. Uh-huh.
To buy as much Cinnabon as you want.
In God we trust.
In God we trust. And not in you. We don't trust you.
And you guys, everyone listening has to understand that every time that the person wrote in God we trust, it was in all caps. Mm-hmm. which made it so much funnier to me.
You're so goofy, Allison.
You think this was so funny?
It's funny, but like you love it. Like you, like it's funny, but you're dying.
Yeah, you're acting like this is the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life. And it might be.
I'm so sorry. There's just something so funny. Are you about tearing somebody. Up? I've been crying for the last 5 minutes. I just think there's something so funny about this person scamming this person back and being like out of my trust.
I got a scam text earlier this week and I blocked the person, but now I'm like, next one that comes through, I'm in God, we trust in them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Allison is crying for those listening at home. She is crying.
I don't know why I find it so funny. You guys don't find it funny?
You're legitimately, it's funny, but
you're
not crying laughing out loud. You're also tired and hungry. So,
you know what this reminds me of? Allison, remember the one Do you remember the one where it's like someone's trying to sell something? Okay, it's a picture and someone's trying to sell something.
I want to laugh too. But, what?
But their feet have like nails, like really long nails.
It's like the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life is this picture. Is this picture where it's like, I don't remember what they were trying to sell. It's like,
what's wrong with your feet?
Yeah, like it was like, does anyone want to buy this shotgun or something? And it was this photo of the shotgun. The person's feet was in it, and it looked like little witch feet. It looked like they were like not human feet. And for some reason, I thought that it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my whole life.
I'm crying. Like, it's very funny.
And then I was like flying somewhere and I was at the airport and I just kept looking at the photo and I kept laughing to myself.
I'm crying right now thinking about it. I'm crying.
Honestly, I Googled shotgun and feet and this is kind of common of people selling their guns and putting their toes in the picture.
There's a Reddit that's called Sneaky Background Feet.
Oh, yeah. That's when you took a photo and your feet are in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, I just fully cried. Okay, I'm should also we play crying. Reddit or not?
Yeah.
God, we trust. Whose turn is it for Reddit or not?
Let's let it be your turn.
Yours? I don't know.
My turn? Okay. I will say magic tomato juice.
Whoa.
Okay.
Do you guys like tomato juice?
No.
It's fine. I'm not going to seek it out. Tomato juice. I'm not going to seek it out, but like if it's there and there might be vodka in it, I'll drink it.
I turned the tide on Bloody Mary. I used to hate a Bloody Mary. Now I'm like, okay.
Okay, so I'm in a subreddit called Today I Learned, which I think we've covered here before.
Yeah, we've done it. Yeah.
And so somebody posted an article that says, today I learned a Vietnamese man was hospitalized unconscious from consuming too much methanol alcohol. Doctors transfused 15 cans of beer, about one per hour, into his body to revive him. The liver breaks down the ethanol before the methanol, which gave doctors more time to do dialysis to remove the alcohol from his system. And then someone in the comments said,
what?
Booze also used to be the treatment of choice for antifreeze, aka ethylene glycol poisoning, for the same reason. I'm trying to find the story, but a doctor recalled figuring out how to get a young girl with antifreeze poisoning to tolerate drinking hard liquor, setting her up with a boozy tea party with some of the hospital staff. Also along did the trick. And then somebody responded to that. My 5-year-old is an asshole as it is. I couldn't imagine him drunk or worse, hungover. Here, kid, drink the magic tomato juice. It'll make you feel better. Promise.
What? That was such a weird journey.
It was, but we got to what you were looking for.
We got to it. I don't understand. So if you have some sort of poisoning, you get you take in liquor. So that your body processes the liquor before the poison?
So it gives them time to get the poison out.
That's brilliant.
So everyone should have Well, I guess the tomato juice doesn't really do anything.
No, that was more of a joke that somebody made. Yes.
Wow.
But we got to the exact phrase you wanted.
We got to the exact phrase. Wow, this has been my favorite episode so far.
90% of it is us crying laughing over something the audience can't see.
But if they're on
Patreon,
they can.
Okay. Well, thank you all so much for joining us. We'll be back on Wednesday with a full episode of Just Between Us, which you can get access to ad-free if you go to patreon.com/justbetweenus and pay only $3 a month for 8 ad-free episodes per month.
Whoa,
and you can see this entire episode on video, which might be worth it because I started hysterically crying in the middle of it. But if you're not able to subscribe, we will be back on Monday with another free episode of Too Long Didn't Read It, everyone's favorite show. Tata Latitude.
Just Between Us is a Gallison production, hosted by me, Allison Raskin.
And me, Gabe Dunn.
Produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond Imprint Productions.
Edited by Coco Lorenz.
And production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.
Brendan Burns composed our killer theme music.
Join our Patreon to watch full episodes and listen ad-free. The link is in the description.
And make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Discord, and Reddit.
Hi everyone, it's Allison here to announce that I have officially opened a relationship coaching business. That's right, I now am seeing individuals and couples for sessions where we work through our relationship issues, our thoughts around dating, how to better communicate with our partners, all with a real mental health focused framing. So if you're interested in booking a session or learning more, please go to my website, allisonraskin.com/coaching, or email me at raskincoaching@gmail.com.
Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. Whether you're installing a patio or adding a new retaining wall, we have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.